And what else about your work, what you were just telling me a few minutes ago about helping those women?
That was after I came back and stayed at home.
Uh-huh.
That was during the Depression, though, times.
You don't want me to repeat that.
You don't want me to repeat that, do you?
Just what exactly were you doing?
It was during the Depression, and I was taking the clothes, I mean the material to make the dresses for these ladies that were, the iron mines had closed down in Iron City. And they didn't have any food or any clothes. And the government was feeding them, but they had to go to Lawrenceburg to get their food. But I took the material down there and taught them to sew.
So you were sort of a social worker? Or how would you
I had five ladies here in Leoma that I taught. And they came here, five of them. That's all that were on this payroll for the government.
At night,
young people didn't have any money. Didn't anybody have any money hardly, that's for sure. So I organized the young people, and we met every night. And we had study groups. We studied quite a lot of things. And I got to the Tennessee Traveling Library, and I had 100. And some nights we danced, square dancing. And we studied and had plays. We met at the schoolhouse part of the time. Part of the time we met in the church house, Church Christ. We met there more than anywhere else. And sometimes we met at my sister's when we were practicing about the plays, you see. And we charged 10 cents. We collected enough money. I saved the money. And the school bus and the bus driver, they didn't charge us anything. Of course, it's all government stuff. They didn't charge us anything to take us to Chattanooga. I rode over to Chattanooga and got a lot of information concerning Chattanooga and its history. And we studied that before we went and decided what we wanted to see. We wouldn't have time to see everything, so we decided. We took our lunch with us, started early one morning, and we had the school bus full. And every girl in there had a brother in there. And my sister and her husband went along chaperones. So we ate up on top of Signal Mountain. And there's a big spring right up on top of that mountain. And they didn't have homes up there. I don't know whether they have it yet or not. We went all over Chattanooga seeing things. And that night, our brothers all decided they wanted us to get in bed. See, I had enough money that I paid for the room rents, you know, and for the supper that we ate. And so our brothers, they insisted we get to bed by 10 o'clock. And they went out on the town. I don't know what they did. I had all the young people in the entire community, you see,
yes,
that were old enough to do those kind of things.